Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jill with Jill DeWitt.
Hi, happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about when auctioning land is the best way to sell it. One of my absolute favorite ways to sell real estate is at auction. Why? Because we buy it so cheap. Awesome show, Jill. First, before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the LandAcademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Steven asked, I'm having issues locating vesting deeds for a few properties. They aren't on TitlePro 24/7. Is there anything else I can do?
This is all you, Jill.
Well, it's so funny. I'm a little surprised if they're not on TitlePro. So I have three places that I go. So first is I go looking for it for myself now because I have TitlePro and I have RealQuest, CoreLogic, RealQuest Pro or CoreLogic.
So it is Steven.
Right. So I do my homework, exactly. And I check both those places first. If I haven't found it there, number two, I'm going to ask the seller because there's a real good chance. I mean, it's like the pink slip for your car. You should have these important documents tucked away somewhere. So my seller probably has it. And if for some reason so much time has passed, they've lost it, they don't know where the file is, whatever, then I'm going to go to the county and I can call the county.
Yeah.
And I don't even necessarily need the vesting deed, by the way. The reason I want the vesting deed is to confirm ownership.
Exactly.
So I can call the county and either A, just confirm the ownership. Hi, I want to double check this property. How is it worded? You know, and they can tell you over the phone, oh, it's the Smith Family Trust. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Because that's really all I need as I'm creating my new deed. But if I want to, I can say, by the way, can I request a copy of that deed, recorded deed? And they say, sure, it's send me a check. Here's the address. And it costs you $4, you know, or whatever it is. And you can do that. And the county will mail you back a copy if you really want it.
Exactly. So, you know, my first gut instinct on this was that something's wrong because have you ever been stumped?
No.
Neither have I. And TitlePro's got, I mean, there's the TitlePro coverage. And between RealQuest and TitlePro, I mean, they're like 99.5% of the counties in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's fine. You know, it has to do either with an education thing or just a basic misunderstanding. The other thing I want to mention, too, is that we talk a lot, especially on the show, about deed questions and conveyance and things like that. Here's the thing. If a property that we're purchasing our purchase price is more than $5,000, we send it to title. Almost always, almost without exception. On all of the house deals we do, we send it to title. So what we're talking about and what a lot of these questions are based on low acquisition price rural land deals. So if it's a piece of property, you know, in this case, I don't know, let's say it's a 10 or 15 or 20 acre property in west of the Mississippi that we're purchasing for less than $4,000 or $5,000, we don't get title insurance on it. It's just it's too slow. It's too slow. It's too time consuming. And quite honestly, if something goes wrong and it hasn't in 15,000 deals we've done, you know, what did you lose? $2,000 or $3,000? It's not that big of a deal. So mm-hmm. We get a lot of questions about deeds and conveyance and things like that. If you're of the mindset, listener, that, you know, you'd never want to do your own deed, then that's fine. Or if you just do house deals or SFR, house flips or wholesaling, this has nothing to do with any of that. This is for small, lower priced land flips where we try to make one, you know, two or three times what we paid. Mm-hmm. And we do often. Go to landstay.com and check it out. There's people in there doing it all the time in real time. If you have any questions or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, and this is the meat of the show, when auctioning land is the best way to sell it or get rid of it, I should say. I know you love this as much as I do, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to bring the week into a full circle here, auctioning property is awesome, but there's the good and the bad and the ugly. like all of it. For years, we made a career out of only selling property on eBay. For years and years and years, up until about, I guess, 2009 or 10, Joe, it doesn't matter. Somewhere around there, where it just didn't become as profitable or viable as it once was. And it's still very, very profitable, and we sell properties on there all the time. I have specifically come to my senses and learned that not every property, it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. Some properties better off you have an A-list of buyers, you've generated the rules of internet commerce really, really apply to this business the same way that they do to buying and selling shoes. So, but what? When do you think, Jill, what do you think? Like, when is it really better to just sell property via auction? $1, no reserve, highest bidder wins.
You know, it's usually you need the cash. I see this more when you got to quickly generate some cash. You're still going to make some money on the properties, but there's some other acquisition that you're building up for that you need it. So that's my example.
Yeah.
So you're not going to maximize the price, and you can set the time limit. You can make it a 10-day auction, 30-day auction, whichever you prefer, and get in, get out. Just recoup that cash.
Exactly. So back in the day, they even had live auctions, not just so much eBay or bid for assets, but live auctions in an auditorium and with a gavel and the whole thing, and you bid on the price, and it still happens. Not as much as it used to, but it still happens because it's so much more efficient on the internet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as a seller, generating cash, it's a real consistent way to know when you're going to get cash. You're just not going to get really, it's not even maximizing price. You're really not even going to get, in a lot of cases, wholesale. So buyers love it. They get some cheap property that way. They know they also know when it's going to end. If you post the property properly, they know the whole procedure after the auction ends. They can see the examples of documents and the whole thing. So it can be a great thing, but it hinges on one imperative scenario. You have to buy it cheap. Right. And I mean crazy cheap, like 20% of retail value. So that's even scraping it lower than we go. Mm-hmm. Is it possible? Heck yes. We have tons of members that do it. That's all they do. They only auction property off. They do it online, sometimes in different venues. But it all hinges on the fact that they're really good at or have developed the skills to buy property crazy, crazy cheap. I personally would rather do a lot more deals and wholesale them to people I know, which takes a ton of the sales time and effort out of it, and make less money on the sell side and just do more deals for less net, less gross, less spread, let's say, between the mm-hmm. purchase price and sale price on every deal, but just do a lot more deals. Mm-hmm.
I know that we have some members that as they're getting started, they've done it in pieces where they thought they'd work on learning how to sell property and then go back and like kind of working it backwards and acquire property either through us or something like this, because we all know those folks are not going to maximize their price. So, you could be a brand new at this, pick up some cheap properties on eBay, learn to market them, dress them up, and as you're getting your website going, make some money off those, and then go back and go, all right, now I'm going to do my own mailer, and I'm going to get it even cheaper than that.
Yeah.
I know exactly. That we've had some people that do it that way. So yeah, if you're looking at building up your inventory and you want to grab a few pieces of property that you're watching, on eBay that you know what it's worth, but that person needs the cash for some reason, they're going to let it go. I know I could pick it up and dress this thing up and make it look fantastic and make more money off it on my website, then great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Here's the other thing about online auctions. Let's say you run, what we usually do is we have, here's the anatomy of our auction. We do a $1 no reserve for 30 days, and we make sure it ends on Sunday at about 6 p.m. when people are just about done with dinner or it's dinner time. There's differences in the time zone changes. So during the course of those 30 days, you get tons and tons of questions, and ultimately somebody bids the thing up. It usually happens right in the last 2 hours where you get most of the juice price-wise. But what you end up with, if not anything else, is 25 or so unique email addresses for people who are interested in buying real estate. It does not take long to accumulate a massive list What you also get if you run tons of auctions like we have in the past and sometimes we do now, let's say 10 properties on any given Sunday. 10 properties closed. Now you have 150 unique email addresses. You have 10 buyers. Usually they don't usually buy more than one. You have 10 unique buyers. And if you start to see a pattern with these buyers over months of selling properties, you have an A-list. All right. Most of the people in our A-list come from that era where they just bought tons and tons of property from us.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you stick with it like we have, now you've got, you know, you're taking properties in and you start to see huge predictable patterns like, well, this property would be perfect for Jack over here. This property would be perfect for Joe over here. They bought 16 of these last year when we had that whole slew of them in that area. So it gets you in the business really fast. It's not a, you know, the profit margins are not, they're way better than let's say anything else you could ever sell online, but mm-hmm. they're not doubling or tripling your money like we're used to doing with a little bit more patience. So there's not that much bad about it. You have to deal with the customer service issues, right, Joe? Like anything else? I mean, do you think online mm-hmm. auctions are better or worse than selling property on let's say Trillo, Zillow or Trulia or anywhere or on our own website?
No, I don't see it any different. So you're going to have those people always that are, you know, going to ask some of the same questions that are in the posting, and that's okay. If they're not in the posting, you'll know to put it in the posting to try to, you know, so they won't have to call you, but no. Do you think so?
No, I think it's about the same. I think that you need to, I see people sometimes getting disappointed because buyers don't pay. And you have to look at a predictable percentage for that is, you know, about 75%, maybe 60 to 75% pay, and they pay immediately and it all works out great.
Right.
But there's always people that just say, you know, like my son got control of my account and my 6-year-old son got control of my account and was buying 40 acres in Texas. Really?
Isn't that the funniest thing? I love it. Yeah, he accidentally really, put that in his cart with his Xbox game.
Yeah.
What?
He's in Talking Elmo.
Exactly.
He wants 40 acres in Texas then. Okay. And he was up at 3:00 in the morning when the auction closed. Oh, okay.
That's exactly. That's,
you got a genius on your hands.
So funny. You're right.
So stuff like that happens, but it's pretty predictable.
Yeah. You have to budget, you know, on the thing too, you got to budget for it because it is not cheap. It's about $85 a posting to do it for properties on eBay for the open and the closing costs. So you got to budget for that. I tell you, it's still a great way to drive traffic to your website. I mean, that's one thing that I tell people. It's not crazy. If you just budget $85 a month, have one 30-day auction going all the time. And just because once someone sees there, you get a lot of activity on these, you know, if they see, you know, you put something in there, go to my website for more properties, they will.
Yep.
And that's the best thing. It's advertising.
And then make sure on your website you have a respectful request for, hey, if you are a serious land buyer, just get on our list and we'll, because we have a what's called a weekly platinum sellers club or buyers club. And so those people receive, you know, notices weekly of all the properties. I mean, how many properties are in our list? I mean, it's a lot. You know?
We've had weeks with over 1,000 available properties and our buyers love that.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing.
So everybody wins. So yeah, I mean the benefits of running a consistent, if you look at it like marketing and you make a little bit of money while it's happening, it's, you know, profitable, actual cross marketing profitability. So I don't think there's anything bad about it.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it online immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Jill, it's been like a month. Feels like a month.
Since we've been in the same state?
Yes.
Oh,
and it's Friday and I can't wait to see you. I mean it.
Thanks. I know. Thank you. Me also. I miss you too. I'm looking right now. I'm actually, our platinum Platinum Buyers Club you were just talking about, I'm just kind of peeking to see how much it's grown. And it's just, it's staggering to me, the people that we have here that have opted in, and they just love it.
Yeah.
You know, as you know, and I love that you brought that up, that using online, another benefit of having an online auction as a way of gathering buyers.
Exactly. You know,
and how you explained that, that was just so, so good. And that's something that we should, that might be a whole nother show, is talking about the value of an email list and your buyers, and how to use them, you know, and build your business.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it falls, because we're so used to doing it, it falls into one of those, it just falls into one of those things that we've been doing for so long, and it might get overlooked, and we should talk about it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I did the math on it, not recently, but I've done the math on one good 30 day auction on eBay will generate up to 20 unique email addresses with questions and everything else. And then the traffic, you can just watch your traffic go up. Mm-hmm. You know, and I haven't tracked the question. I haven't tracked whether or not they go on a site and buy something else and all that. But I'm sure all of that happens, right? That's how the internet works. The more traffic, the better.
Exactly.
And it's unique traffic. They found you. We're not, it's not like we're reaching out to people on an e-commerce general thing, you know? It's real specialized.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the thing. We don't, you know how it is. I see all, I'm on 18 email lists and I'm like, I know I didn't opt in for that one.
Exactly.
Who are you? Kind of thing. So, but if it's real estate related, I kind of want to see what you're doing. So I leave it there. I watch those, but there's plenty of other groups, but, and that's not how we operate at all. So our list is a real, true, sincere, I want to be in your world and see what you got going on when you have a new property list. And it's so valuable.
Yeah. I mean, I remember not too long ago, you and I had a conference call with our data collection, not data collection, our email collector mechanism. I think we use AWeber still, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, we were all worried like, oh my gosh, we have an opt-out percentage of 0.3. And the guy was laughing. He's like, no, most people have an opt-out percentage of 28%. And you guys are at 0.03 or something. Remember
exactly.
That?
Exactly. I'm like, oh no. And he's oh my gosh.
My gut on that is like, man, maybe you're not trying hard enough. I want more people to not like us, you know? Yeah, it's an East Coast, West thing. No, West Coast thing, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, it's really going to be nice to see you this weekend.
Yep.
You sound real excited about it.
No, I am. I promise I am, silly.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.